and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 258. This is a really weird episode, but I'll get to that in a minute. My name is Chris Furcio, and I am here with Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Mr. Jason Aeschreker.
Hello, people.
And, yeah, this is very unusual. So it's Thanksgiving weekend right now. We are recording on Friday. Jason is in town. He is in Atlanta.
So
what better thing to do than
we should record together, right?
We should record together,
yes.
And we'll do it at Badland Brew. It'll be a great, great
never
thing to happen. There's never anything that goes wrong. Well, no. Apparently one of my XLR cable that I use every week for podcasting died, and it does not work. So we had to do three-way Skype anyway, and poor Jason is sitting outside on the porch.
I am outside, and it's cold, but I have beer.
He's got beer, and he can smoke whenever he wants while he's doing the podcast.
This isn't so bad.
Today we are going to do distractions. We are skipping news. We're going to go straight to the feature. We're going to talk about the Wii U. After that, we're going to do new releases, listener email, and we're going to skip question of the week next week for a pretty good reason, and we'll get to that later. Before we do that, Jason, happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Hey, Thanksgiving. Happy one.
Hey, Thanksgiving. Happy.
I was smoking. I was caught off guard. Hey, it's been a pretty good Thanksgiving.
Has it?
So yeah, I came in on Wednesday. And I went to the in-laws' house and stuff, and they always have a pretty big soiree. We have Uncle Greg, who is he's a
drunk.
Professional chef. He was a drunk, but he's not a drunk anymore. Anyway, makes amazing food.
He's not a drunk anymore.
And I'm still feeling the effects. I think I'm still full. But it was an excellent feast.
Thanksgiving usually is.
Yes.
Yes.
This in particular, with Uncle Greg making the food, it's
cheers,
awesome.
Uncle Greg.
That's good.
Chris, you're right there. This is
so
weird.
It's unusual. I'm actually looking at Jason right now through the window.
Your voice is so laggy.
And Bobby Blackwolf is actually here hanging out with us, and he's taking pictures of this unusual podcasting situation.
Bobby is documenting this with visual proof.
That's right. This is going to go up on Twitter to embarrass us while we podcast.
This is how these ghetto motherfuckers do it. If they can do it, anybody can.
Jeff, how are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. No thanks. Giving happening over here, that's for sure.
Yeah, what is yours? Yours is like, it was last month,
it was
month,
in October.
Right? Yeah.
Well, happy Moosegiving nonetheless.
Thank you. I did eat pizza tonight, though.
Nice.
I ate pizza tonight, too.
Nice.
Yeah. Domino's pan with pepperoni and mushrooms.
Damn.
It's good stuff.
Oh, shit. Chris?
Yo.
You?
Oh, man. Thanksgiving, man. Had lots and lots of food.
Did you guys do anything for Black Friday?
Actually, I did all my Black Friday shopping online. So
that's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, I got some good deals, man. I got like Dead Island, the Game of the Year edition, for $8. So
cool. That's gonna be really good. Yeah.
Yeah,
I might pick up Forza Horizon for $15. I'm not sure if the Microsoft Store site delivers to Canada, but I'm gonna try. I guess.
Yeah, give it a shot, man. There's no reason not to.
I hear that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the demo.
Speaking of games, let's talk about what we're playing.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, you want to start?
Far Cry 3.
Last 2 weeks, you
Far,
jerk.
Far Cry
God,
3
you're such an asshole.
Amazing.
When are you going to get to talk about it?
I can now because...
Yeah, well, then tell me what it's about, besides boobies.
All right, so, the back of the box, you're probably going to read, it's Skyrim with guns. And that's...
I'm good with that.
That's a pretty accurate just kind of overview. So we have a lot of Skyrim stuff. You know, we have crafting. We have all these side quests and stuff. Exploration is highly encouraged. Gunplay is amazing. Super fun to play. But the storyline
right now.
No, I'm genuinely feeling this just because maybe I came in with like zero expectations.
Did you ever play a Far Cry game before this one?
No, I didn't.
Well, there you go.
But I talked to guys at work and who have, and they said this is like the epitome of what they've been trying to build up.
Cool, very good.
For so long, but yeah, I'm still playing the shit out of that. I'm still also borrowing a Vita from work, and I picked up a PlayStation All Stars.
This guy. Let me tell you about this guy.
This guy,
Jason. He's got, like, all these fucking accessories. He bought a case. He bought, like, the grips. He bought a memory card. He bought all this shit. He didn't have a Vita. He's using the one from work.
I bought a card. Everything, man. I'm set for when I actually do get my Vita. And if anybody...
Download all those games.
A good time, dude. $180, you can get the Assassin's Creed bundle.
That's really not bad.
And that white one is sexy.
And not only that, I already had PlayStation Plus, so I have an instant game collection now.
Dude, that instant game collection is so good.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, thoroughly enjoying that. I really love All-Stars quite a bit. But I'm struggling with what else I'm... Oh, more Borderlands 2. The new DLC just came out.
Oh, shit, yeah.
A couple days ago. I got maybe a half hour.
We missed Gagerlands this week.
That we did.
We need to rectify that next week.
Yes. We'll fix that. But yeah, the new DLC is pretty good so far.
I still haven't done the first one.
That is really about it until I remember something I forgot about. So let's move on.
Well, how's All-Stars though, dude? You didn't really go into any detail.
I like it an awful lot. At you know, the
when I'm
at
hearing
at first glance,
I want to know if you agree with this. What I'm hearing is it's actually a Smash Brothers e game with more of a fighting element to it.
Yeah, that's actually more giving than most people are, you know, giving it. Most people are just like, oh, it's just a Smash clone. It's gay. It definitely does have the Smash Brothers gameplay, but it's quite a bit deeper, you know. And I think you'll first realize that when you go into some of the combo trials, very Street Fighter-esque as far as, you know, the timing and execution. It's an interesting change from Smash in that you have to kill people with super moves instead of like knocking them off the edge and whatnot.
Super moves are cool though.
Yeah, they're very
cool. There's some good ones.
There's some really over the top shit. But overall, man, it feels really good. And that's really all that I can really say because I haven't played too many people online. But to go a little bit deeper, there are some big staples in the fighting game community that have worked on this, so you're going to get that kind of flavor as well. You're going to go in there and just, you know, mash on shit. You're going to have fun, but there's definitely a deeper level if you want to keep scratching.
Did you download the Vita one?
Yeah.
Cool. How does it play on the Vita?
Very well, actually. Yeah. It's weird. It's got like different menu interfaces and stuff, and I actually prefer the menu interfaces on the Vita, but gameplay and everything is
very much the same. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. That's good. That's real good.
Cross buy, man. Go buy that PS3.
I'm going to, man. I definitely want it. I think I'm going to probably just ask for it for Christmas.
There you go.
See if I can get it that way.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hell yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
Jeff, what you got, man?
Yeah. I played some Street Fighter last night. I couldn't help it. Even though we didn't record, I had to. I played some Halos. And afterwards, I'm like, I have to play Street Fighter on Thursday. And I ended up playing Street Fighter till about 3 in the morning again.
Oh, no.
Just randoms online. But, whatever. It was fun.
Really? There was nobody else playing it?
I didn't really put it like an invite or like a thing on Twitter or anything like that to call it. I just kind of just felt like just playing, and if people went online, then I'd be like, hey, come with the game. But I had no problem fighting randoms.
Yeah, because normally, you know, you put out a tweet, it's like, oh, playing Street Fighter, and then you get 5 or 6 people going, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Log in.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to play randoms. Like, I don't mind that every once in a while. At least on 360 or PS3. On PC, I hate it because you only fight Kamis and Sakuras over and over and over again. But
really? That's weird.
Yeah. Well, Cammy's ridiculous now. Like, she is just basically unstoppable if the person knows how.
She's god tier.
She is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cammy is god tier, really?
Yep.
Yeah, with all the changes that they've made with her, even pro players are putting her at, like, an A-plus rank.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. The best character.
Yep.
I guess Capcom wanted to up her game considering she's got the best ass in the game, huh?
Yeah, I think it was inadvertent, but maybe there was somebody who had somewhat of a Cammy fetish.
And I wonder if that'll ever be changed, because it's kind of late into the game right now, but...
They're still talking about yearly doing balance updates.
Okay, well, I hope so.
We'll see.
A lot more Halo 4. I'll save that talk for what if Glenn's on the show next
week. I'm hearing
week.
So many people talk about this game, it's actually
it's
like,
so
I kind of want to play it.
So good. I love it. Haven't had this much fun with a first-person shooter in a long time. Online, anyways.
That's cool,
sure.
Man. That's cool.
What else did I play? Oh, today was like demo week for me. I played Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed.
Dude, that game is awesome.
I like it.
I saw the aircraft carrier stage where you like he turns into a jet and then he turns into a fucking Dreamcast controller and then he turns back into a jet. I was like, dude. That is awesome. That I would totally cool. buy this game.
Did you guys play the original one? Just a regular All-Star?
I did not play the original one.
Super fun kart racer.
Yep. And, dude, I think and this that's one's what better. I've heard that this is better than a Mario Kart. Like the recent Mario.
Ooh,
cars.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, but it's definitely the best. Like it is the other. It is definitely the second best kart racer by far out there. Like it blows.
Like
I
since
mean, it,
this is like I've heard this is the best kart racer since Mario Kart 64.
Truth.
Oh, it's in 64. Oh, maybe, yeah. I can see that. I wasn't really a big fan of the Wii one, so.
Right, right.
But I do love the DS one. That is still my favorite one of all time. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. It's basically kind of like, it's like a lot like the first one, except for now you're going to go through stretches of the track where you'll transform into like a plane or a boat, and it kind of keeps it different. So like every lap isn't the same, which is really, really cool. I like the way they do that. And the two levels you get in the demo are the Panzer Dragoon level, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I hope they need to remake another game like, or make a new Panzer Dragoon game. I want them to so bad. And then or at least release Orta on Xbox Live, PSN. And the other one was the Golden Axe level, which is also really cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. I'll look for it. I think it's only $40 brand new. But
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a budget game. That's pretty sweet, too.
Yeah, it is really cool. I think I'm going to pick that up. If other people are willing to get it, I'll get it, because that's definitely one of those games.
It's on my Amazon wish list. I do want to get it.
Cool.
Which system? I'll get it.
I was going to go 360.
Yeah, 360 here, too. Yeah.
Done.
Awesome.
Hey, are we going to do that? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll buy that shit.
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
I'll check it out from work, because I got no money.
There you go.
Hey, that's fair, dude. That's fair. That's fair.
I played the Need for Speed
Hot
demo.
Pursuit?
No.
Most Wanted.
Most Wanted.
Most Wanted.
It was Need for Speed. It's Burnout. It's Burnout with real cars, basically.
Right.
And the graphics are really pretty. Frame rate's definitely not 60. It's definitely around 30, but it was kind of cool. I was playing it. I was like, because I have a gift coupon thing or a gift card for a store around here that sells video games and stuff, so I can get like basically a free game. And this was actually on the top of my list, but after playing the demo, I think I might not get it right away. And not because I didn't like it, just because after playing it, the demo, like all the way through, I was just kind of like, yeah, okay, I've kind of done this before, and it is fun, but I can't see it really lasting too long for me anyway. Like I don't see anyone on either my friends list on PS3 or 360 playing this game anymore. It's kind of sad. DMC, yo. Did you guys play the demo?
I did play that demo.
Not yet. I'm sorry.
What do you think?
I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, I like it too. You sounded like you were going to be surprised.
Oh, no. I mean, it's like everyone's, you know, everyone's hating on Ninja Theory doing this game, and I fucking loved the gameplay.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I can already tell right away it's going to be Ninja Theory's best game.
Oh, absolutely.
The frame rate actually holds up. So
yeah, the frame rate is great. It's like it looks gorgeous. You know, the combos are very, you know, they feel Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
You know, they feel very Devil May Cry, but they also feel Heavenly Sword. And I'm not sure if you got that or not, because if you remember in Heavenly Sword, how did Nariko fight?
Yeah.
Right. How did she fight normally? She fought with the blade split in two. Mm-hmm. And then you hit R2 and L2 or you know, right trigger, left trigger. In this case, to switch to either the heavy long blade or the chained, the two blades chained. And that's similar to this. It's like you have the regular sword and you switch to the scythe with one trigger, and you switch to the axe with the other, and it all flows together pretty well. I mean,
I didn't like that at first, because it's a lot of buttons you're hitting in this game.
No, absolutely.
And
it's a lot of button combinations is the problem.
It's just, yeah, it's like you gotta hold down this trigger and this button to do this trigger and this button to do that, but if you hold the opposite trigger, it does this instead of that. It definitely took, I played the demo about 3 times, and it wasn't until about the 3rd time I started to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it without hitting the wrong button. But, especially with his, like, Nero-type arm grab thing with the whip.
Oh, yeah.
One of them he whips up there and you pull up, the other one he whips and pulls.
Right.
And
so if you're holding, it's like the right trigger will actually pull them towards you, and the left trigger will actually like go up towards them. So
yeah, but I think that's just the end of the demo. I'm pretty positive in the game. You'll open those up throughout the game, so you'll have more time to get used to one. It'll just become muscle memory. It won't just be like, here's all these cool things you can do right at the beginning. I really hope they don't do that, because that's just going to be confusing shit. What do you think about the whole? Because Devil May Cry is like God of War, like. 3D graphics, but they're fixed backgrounds. And this, you have full freedom of moving the camera around.
Was Devil May Cry 4 fixed backgrounds? That wasn't fixed
sure
backgrounds.
Sure was.
You still had freedom,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was fixed backgrounds, yeah.
Huh. I guess I didn't even think about it. I mean, I it felt okay because the camera never felt like it was in the way for me. I mean, there were a couple times when I was like surrounded by enemies, and you had to kind of like move the camera around to find the enemy that you were looking at. I noticed there wasn't really a lock on, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, there.
But you know, it didn't feel unusual to me. It didn't feel like it was hindering my ability to play the game. So, I mean, that might change because the demo was relatively easy, but
it was extremely easy.
Yeah.
Like I there's two parts of the demo. You get to play like a part of a level, then there's a boss fight, and that boss fight you can basically get through the whole thing just by mashing on one button, even if you get hit a bunch of times. So it's it's definitely. It's showing its ninja theory. Yeah, yeah. And another thing they're showing is ninja theory again. This is just me being picky. It's got that oversaturated orange and red look to it, and I don't like that. Especially in that first level, like it reminds you of when you played Enslaved. How the reds and the oranges were very overpowering. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah,
noticed that.
I don't notice that kind of stuff because of the fact that I'm colorblind. But yeah,
way to make fun of Chris's handicap.
Thanks a lot, Jeff, you asshole.
That was green.
Always looking for a way to point it out.
No, it's. I mean, there's certain colors that I can't see, but I don't really notice the oversaturation in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So it's like I didn't notice it in Enslaved. I mean, the one thing about Enslaved is like everything was so green to me. That's what it was. So.
Okay.
It's like, hey, Chris, I got a new box of crayons. Oh, it's awesome.
Here, pick all the these colors. Pick the purple. Nope. Try again.
Find the purple. Okay, let me read the label of all these ones that look blue.
Oh, shit. But that's just a minor complaint. Like, when I saw that it was Enslaved, I was like, okay, it might be something wrong with my TV settings. But now, after playing Devil May Cry, I'm like, nope, that's definitely the way Ninja Theory does their reds and oranges and yellows and all those type of colors. Just kind of, they just seem to bleed into all the other colors for some weird reason. Another thing, dude. What's with all the F-bombs and, like, the swearing in it? I'm like, what the... I can understand they're trying to go, like, over the top, but...
It's so edgy.
It drops the F-bomb in, like, 3 minutes than, like, a Gears of War, like, Killzone does. And it's fucking Dante. Like, there's one scene, one part in the demo, where it's just, fuck you, no, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Literally, that's...
Oh, I didn't see that scene.
You didn't do the boss battle?
No, I didn't do the boss battle. I only did the regular stage. When I saw that the other part of the demo was just a boss battle, I was like, I kind of want to play XCOM.
Did they rip off the dialogue from our Game of the Year episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
Seems like it. The exact soundbite, actually.
Well, everybody rips us off. I mean, you know, Polygon is ripping us off by saying it's a website, right?
It's a website.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a lot of other websites. People did that before we did. We just give that one to Travis, though.
That's right.
What else? That's it. That's pretty much it, dude. Those three demos and then Halo 4 and Street Fighter is all I've played.
Not bad, dude.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, for me, it's just been more XCOM and more Angry Birds Star Wars.
Okay, I played a little bit of that, too. But
Jason just pulled out his phone. He's going to start playing it. I know it. I know it's going to happen. No, I'm still really having a great time with XCOM. And, he's loading up Angry Birds Star Wars. Jeff, I am sorry to say that you are not the second in kills anymore because one of my snipers has a squad sight and double tap, and he's a fucking beast.
I keep telling you, them snipers.
He's a badass, dude.
Or the shit, sorry, not shit.
My squad usually contains two snipers and two supports, so I usually do it that way, and then I have a heavy and an assault. And my snipers get lots of work. And the one that has squad sight and double tap and a plasma sniper, yeah, he kills most things in one shot. So he's got quite a few kills. I think he's in the 30s right now.
That's right, sister.
So, but yeah, that's it for me. So do you guys want to just keep going, or do you want to take a break and come back and do the feature?
I wouldn't mind taking a break.
All right. It's kind of cold out here, Chris.
Let's do a really quick break so Jason can warm up. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Wii U. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and we will talk about what we're going to do next week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Break out.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Don't tap on the glass. It makes the Chris's angry.
Don't tap on the glass. It shows up on the audio.
Don't feed the Riccio.
All right. So today we are talking about the Wii U. We asked you guys, the people that had it, what you thought of it. How you liked it. How you didn't like it. Pros, cons, that kind of thing. We actually got a few people that sent in emails that got it. We got like four or five of them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass it over to Jason and let him read some emails.
We're going to pass it right through the window. So this first email is from Sean Recupido. He says, I'm not getting a Wii U anytime soon. Sure, it might have slightly better graphics than current consoles, but guess what?
Not true.
I don't want to play sports or... I don't want to play ports of current-gen games with a huge-ass controller that isn't as good as the other options. Come on, Nintendo, stop with this gimmicky controller shit and just release a console with good games and people will pick it up. Sure, they have the Pro Controller, but I heard it isn't that great. Besides, there are enough games out right now to keep me occupied for a very long time. Thank you, Sean Cupido.
All right, I want to comment on the controller.
It's amazing.
The controller is really cool looking, but I heard that the Pro Controller was really cool. I heard that it worked really well.
It is one of the best controllers I've ever held in my hands.
The problem is that I heard that it doesn't work with games like Super Mario Brothers. It's like
isn't that the shit?
That is really weird, isn't it? It's like you cannot use the Pro Controller for Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah,
I agree. Don't like how the main controller. I don't like how the buttons are underneath the analog. That would fuck with me a lot.
It takes a little getting used to, but yeah. God damn it, if it doesn't feel good.
Really?
It's all about it's symmetry. It's like it's the exact opposite of the PS3 controller.
I'm talking about the main controller, not the Pro.
Yeah, both of them are that way though.
Really? I heard I've heard a lot of people complain about the main controller, how it's kind of like feels like you're playing a DS where your hands cramp up after a while playing.
Oh, really?
Because they're so wide, your hands are so far apart, and it just feels like. I don't know. That's just a lot of stuff, like comments I've been reading.
That interesting. I haven't really read up on it, but you know, I the one thing that I was really surprised about is I was listening to Giant Bomb, and they were saying how like Super Mario Brothers U does not work with the Pro Controller, and I was like, why would it not? I don't understand, but. You know, I mean, I guess they, you know, they're trying to promote the use of the gamepad, so that makes sense. But, you know, if I want to sit down and use an actual, and what happens if, you know, I run out of battery on the main controller and I want to switch controllers? I can't use the Pro Controller. I have to.
Yeah.
Can I use a Wiimote?
I don't.
Okay,
know.
Bobby is actually nodding his head yes. So you can use a Wiimote to play Super Mario Brothers U. So that's a plus. So that works.
Because I like using that controller.
Well, no, you turn it sideways. It's just like using an old-school Nintendo gamepad. So, you know,
because that was an awesome controller.
That's not going to work for a lot of games, though.
Yeah. It'll work for Mario, but it's not going to work for everything, of course. But I have a feeling if it doesn't work for some games, that I would hope the Nintendo would be smart enough to say that if your gamepad dies, then you could use the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't think he mentioned that it might have slightly better graphics than current consoles, and so far... nothing would allude to that at all.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to get to that, so I'm going to pass it back to Jason. Let him do some more emails.
Are we? We're not passing back and forth.
That's up to Jason, I think.
Back off! I got this.
All right, I'm going to go for a smoke.
Fucking freezing. Am I really that boring?
We just came back from break. You better not go for a smoke.
Okay, this one is really long. I don't know who it's from. Probably Mike Strife. Anyway, he says, what the hell does he say? I got to scroll up again. Hey, guys, I managed to pick up my Wii U this weekend. Nowhere here seemed to do a midnight launch for it, which makes me wonder if there weren't enough pre-orders to justify it or if they just didn't think the Wii U catered to a crowd that would be able to be awake at midnight. Bad times are in effect. I'm guessing it's the latter because of the lineups this morning. Let me start by saying this email is going to sound super negative, but that's only because I'm focusing on the bad stuff and the email is already going to be too long to waste time on compliments. I'm actually really enjoying the system.
Okay.
The Wii U menu is slow. Once it's loaded, it's all good, but it takes a good 10 to 15 seconds when you start the system or to return to after you exit any game. Day one patches out the ass. Okay, there's like one patch, but it's like
5 gigs.
I think it was like closer to 1.5. Anyway,
oh, okay.
Wii U menu is
slow.
I heard
5.
When you start the game or return to it's all. Once it's loaded, it's all good, but it takes 10 to 15 seconds. Oh, yeah. I am really...
You sure you don't
drunk.
Want to
Day one patches out
forth?
The ass. The system itself took forever to update.
I'm on a different point here. The system itself took forever to update. Then every single game I played needed a patch.
Really?
Not that I was aware of. The gamepad takes a little bit to get used to because it's so much bigger than a regular controller, and it fights for your attention. So even though you have a big screen in front of you, you end up staring at the tiny one. I've kind of noticed that as well. Constantly telling you to look at your crotch. The new Pro Controller is nice. Maybe even my favorite Nintendo controller since the SNES. It's a simple, comfortable design, and they finally got rid of the need to attach it to a Wiimote. It just syncs like any other controller. That's true. Nintendo Land is pretty fun. No, it's not. Shut up. I don't know how long that'll last, about 15 minutes. But the multiplayer games are a blast for about 15 minutes. And the titles have a nice, nostalgic Nintendo feel to them.
For about 15 minutes.
That's true. New Super Mario Bros. Wii U is fun, but it's the same old game again.
I think I played it the first time when it was called New Super Mario Bros. 1 and 2.
Yeah, pretty much. if you guys do get a chance to see some of the later levels, they are pretty.
I have to admit they have like the flying squirrel suit or something like that. That looked fun.
It looked fun, but you can't attack when you're using it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the regular Tanuki suit, you can spin your tail or
yeah.
Raccoon suit. Nothing. Okay. Zombie U is a great survival horror title and uses the gamepad in some really interesting ways to enhance the game without ruining it. Most notably is, or as a map and radar and device to scan the environment.
Talk about polarizing reviews. Zombie U has gotten some crazy-ass polarizing reviews. It's like some are like really, really high and some are really low.
I think the Giant Bomb guys really liked it, and my go-to guy for like survival horror zombie stuff, Tim Turi at GameInformer.com. It's a website. You should check it out. he fucking hated the game, like absolutely hated it. Anyway, moving on. One thing I need to bitch about, though, is how the backwards compatibility works. Whoever came up with this should be fired.
I've heard about this.
After you launch your system, you have to select the Wii menu, and then you go to a menu that looks like the old Wii. And has all the same limitations. There are only 4 screens of channels. So if you have more than 48 virtual console / WiiWare games, you have to run the rest off of a memory card or shuffle things back and forth. Yes. The Wii part of the system also sticks with the 512 megabyte storage limit in the section. So even though you have a 32 gigabyte limit now, you can only use half a gig for the original Wii stuff. That's weird. All of the virtual console / WiiWare stuff you had on your Wii stays in the section. And if you want to launch a Wii disc, you have to do it from here. That shit's really janky.
Yeah, I heard about this, and I was actually really surprised at how this was implemented. Because it's like for instance, the 3DS. When you drop a DS game in, and it loads up the same way any other 3DS game was.
Right.
But yeah. with the Wii U, you put a Wii disc in, you have to go into the Wii U menu, you have to load the Wii menu, and then you have to load the Wii game.
And it's like a backwards ass, like a Wii emulation.
Yeah, it's unusual. I hope they fix that.
PS3. I put in my PS1 disc and I played it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that shit works, isn't it?
Yeah, it blew my mind, actually. I was like, holy shit.
How's your PS2 emulation going, though?
That's cool.
Mine's pretty good.
You have a 60 gig. Yeah. Let's move on. I have no idea how they're going to handle Virtual Console in the future. Maybe they expect people to keep buying from the Wii menu, or they'll release Virtual Console games on the Wii U eShop, which will be accessed for the Wii U, separating where your games are stored. It's possible. Surprisingly, some old-school Wii exploits are still working. So technically the system was before it even came out. That's got to be a record. I don't know what he means by that. This is good because you know there'll be some great import titles that Nintendo of America won't bring over. Well, I've gone on too long, as you have. In summary, it's about what you'd expect from Nintendo. That's from Mike Strife.
Thanks, Mike.
Again.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm just gonna do it.
Chime in.
Go.
I'm just gonna fucking do it. They do not up-res old Wii titles.
No, they blur the fuck out of the textures, though.
Well, it's not blurred. It's still that 480p resolution, but they're upscaling it to 720p or whatever the case may be. But they're not up-resing it. I mean, you guys have heard of Dolphin, right?
It's on the PC.
Emulator on the PC.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes Wii games look pristine and beautiful and shit. You don't think the Wii U has that power to do that?
No.
I'm sure it does.
I don't think it does.
I'm sure it does.
I really don't think it does.
All right.
Being honest, I saw this comparative video. I know, yes, it's early, and yes, they're porting over games from 360 or PS3. The fact this is still really old tech, and the fact that some of those games, when you can notice on an online, like on the internet, a comparison video, like big differences, that's telling something. That's like when there's some textures not even there, and like Batman, it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of the things that I saw with like some of the screenshots of Batman. And like one of the problems I'm hearing with Batman is that it's like, you know, the issue that, well, I mean, outside of that, it's like, you know, the issue that the PS3 has more than anything with loading textures with the Unreal Engine, but the Wii U is apparently worse with it. To be fair, this is the first run of third-party titles, run of ports over, so obviously there's going to be some limitations. They're going to be, they were rushing shit, but like they actually showed like a building that had been in loading several seconds and it still hadn't had all the textures. It still looked like a blocky, you know, piece of junk.
That sounds like Borderlands 2 on PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah, true enough, true enough.
Just saying.
Or fucking XCOM.
That's why I really think that the Wii U's, give it 1 year and it's going to turn into the exact same thing the Wii is, but we'll get into that.
And that's the thing. I think more than what the Wii is, that has to do with the fact that that the new systems are going to be so far above it, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to end up in, you know, this is another thing that Giant Bomb talked about. It's going to be one of those things that, you know, they've got an advantage, a little bit of an advantage for about 12, maybe 18 months at the most. And then, you know, the next systems are going to come out from Microsoft and Sony. And, you know, third parties aren't going to want to scale down their games to put it on Wii U. And you're just going to see a very large lack of third-party titles on the Wii U.
So, yo, guys.
We have another email.
It's ladies' night at Battle and Brew. I'm just saying.
Oh, how many are there? Like four?
More than that.
There's at least six.
And it's not bad.
Yeah, a couple just walked in. It was kind of nice.
Next email, yeah?
Do it.
Sure.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I bought a Wii U, which is kind of weird because if you'd asked me a couple of months ago if I was going to buy a Wii U, I would probably have said no. You see, he's really going into backstory here. Okay. You see, prior to this purchase, I was somewhat down on the Wii U and was not what one would call supportive of Nintendo. Yet somehow, through an unexplainable miracle, here I sit, Wii U tablet in hand, ellipses. Next paragraph. I can't explain exactly what happened, but somewhere in the past few weeks, my mind suddenly changed. I know a small part of my sudden decision-making was a surprisingly positive feedback from various media outlets who have been playing early Wii U's and reporting on them. It seemed to my opinion that this would be an instant tragedy was not unfolding as planned. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was expecting it to be an instant strategy, but he said, no, it's not unfolding as I thought it was.
Thank you. Also, back in September, while at my work conference, I purposely went out of my way to completely avoid Nintendo and what they had to show. I didn't even once look at a Wii U, and my curiosity had gotten the better of me since, and I felt regret for not at least trying it. So, perhaps it was those reactions alone, or maybe the hype bug... or what little there was, bit me, and I just caved.
Can I pause for half a second?
Yes.
I would like to say that this may very well be the longest email that we've ever gotten at Interactive Distractions.
Settle in, everybody.
I think so.
So what do I think of the Wii U? Well, I don't hate it. Can we just end it there?
That would be...
All right. In fact, I actually kind of like it a lot. Now to quickly clear the air. Much of what I thought the Wii U was from the start still stands. I don't see this as the beginning of next gen.
Good, because it's not.
Until it proves otherwise. This does feel like the end of the current generation. Much like the Wii never felt like it was ever a current generation console. I believe that's... Oh boy. Come a year or two from now, when Microsoft and Sony have released their hardware, the Wii U will probably still feel like a part of the generation we are currently in. That said, I also realized after playing New Super Mario Bros. U, the first party Nintendo looks fucking glorious in HD. God. Colors! Exclamation point. Wonderful, comma, wonderful, high definitionary colors. That is not a word.
Definitionary. Definition-y. It's definition-y.
Definition-y.
High definition-y colors.
perhaps the greatest contribution to my hatred towards the Wii was how both amazing and tragic such games as Mario Galaxy, Kirby Return to Dream Land, those Zelda games were. Playing such fantastic games on such underwhelming hardware as the Wii felt like such a waste of potential. Not to mention the shoehorned motion controls across most of its library also made what could have been many great games complete shit.
This is a long fucking year.
Oh my god. Now it seems that I really hated... that what I really hated has been rectified enough that I can return to a lost state of excitement for what first-party Nintendo can bring me. Kirby, Mario, and Link. I am actually excited to see these beloved characters shine in 1080p or 720p even. and being able to play in a controller, sort of, while I continue to repress the memories of trying to play grainy backward Zelda with a fucking wand. Anyway, what I'm getting at is this. Thank you. Seeing Mario in HD made me realize that the art style of these games that I am essentially going to be playing because any cross-platform game will get 360 priority would probably never much better than... God damn it! All right. Sentence structure. All right. Where do I go back to?
All right, we're gonna tag team the rest of this email, okay? So we'll switch off paragraphs.
Okay.
You finish this paragraph, and then we're going to tag team the rest of it.
I'm going to go to the point where Google Docs said, no, this sentence is really fucked up.
It said that 8 times already.
Than they do right now. The fact that Mario Galaxy 2 still looked as good as it did on the Wii tells me that all it needs is an HD boost. Yes, the Wii U will not be able to deliver next-gen AAA games at the same capacity as a Durango or Orbis, but I think whatever bright, colorful first-party titles Nintendo sends our way will hold up much better in the next generation than the Wii did this gen. I hope at least some of that made sense. None of it did. I'm tagging off to Chris.
Okay, I am running long here. That's a fucking understatement. So we'll try and quickly belt out a few more opinions. He says quickly, but this email is like another page long. And leave you alone for now. First off, the interface definitely needs work, but it's pretty good to start. The menu navigation is slow, but the Miiverse is a bit of a hot mess. So basically, it's on par with XBL and PSN Marketplace. After a while, once you learn where everything is, it's okay. All right. Jeff, yes, tag.
All caps. Couple exclamation points.
Is Jeff in there?
You're muted.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, yeah. All right, so... Whoa, shit, where'd the tag go? It disappeared. Where were we?
Okay. No fucking friend cones! Oh, there we go. Hallelujah.
No fucking friend cones. Hallelujah! Having a system which allows you to add a friend by just spelling out their Miiverse gamertag PSNID thingy is such a relief. But,
nice work.
But, right now Nintendo has the world scratching their heads as we all learn that profiles and content therein are currently locked to the individual hardware, and you cannot recover onto another, like you could do 7 years ago. They say a fix is coming, but it's Nintendo, so I'm going to assume it doesn't and hope my Wii U doesn't break on me.
This one's mine. No, back off, fucker.
Go.
The store is okay, whatever. I'm not buying anything. All unkept digitally, parentheses, see for above reason. Go.
You cheated.
That wasn't a paragraph. That was a sentence. The controller, the heart of the whole device, what can I say? In my humble little opinion, it is fucking great. Yep, perhaps all of the words I have had to eat since Sunday. Wait, what? Perhaps of all the words I have had to eat since Sunday. Yeah, that's what it is. The negative comments towards this wonderful device took the most chewing. all right. Is it comfortable? It is comfortable. It is light. And it feels good to play. Much more comfortable than any handheld console to date. And its functionality with the games are so far... And its functionality with the games are so far proving okay, it's really, really fantastic for is playing the games off of. When my wife wants to watch TV. Just tonight, she was watching her programs. I played Mass Effect 3 for 3 hours on a portable device that looks fucking better than my 360 game. Really?
What?
I don't know about that, dude.
Yeah.
I'm calling Shanahanigans. Yeah. I don't know if anybody gets that. I don't know if anybody gets that reference, but we'll see. The screen, though not full HD, looks fantastic. Jeff, stop moving your cursor around, dude.
Sorry.
You're blocking the text that I'm trying to read. And being able to play the game on screen is so far the best feature of this new console. I might agree with that. And something that Microsoft and Sony really need to figure out one day. If they copied the worst part of the Wii, why not copy the best part of the Wii U? I know not all games will support this, but so far the games I have do. It is a handy audio. It also has a handy audio jack, as well as so I can play with headphones in. All that said, It is it has two fairly big setbacks. The battery life is shit. So keep an outlet nearby to plug it in.
Keep an outlet nearby.
And I really wish they made it matte. Goddamn fingerprints.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? I forget.
Jeff's turn.
Jeff's turn.
We're almost done.
Finally, the games. I picked up three games along with my Wii U. Batman Arkham City, which I never played, believe it or not. Wow, that's pretty insane. Scribblenauts Unlimited and New Super Mario Bros. U. But I soon after bought Scribblenauts back and got Mass Effect 3 instead. Batman, I only played briefly, but that armored suit is the default suit, which I didn't realize, and so that is awesome. I have heard some complaints about it, but from what I have seen, it's pretty fun. New Super Mario Bros., a franchise I fucking hated before, has won me over. Despite the awful music still being present, the gameplay is fun and really feels more like Super Mario World than I ever expected it to. That's good. Plus, it looks so fucking gorgeous. And finally, Mass Effect 3. Oh, Mass Effect 3. This has stayed my solidified game of the year since its launch. I'm sorry. And it still had the it's still that same game. There's no real difference, and has all the DLC to date, which is nice, except I am forced to have the extended ending while I would have preferred the original. But what has won me over and will probably make this the game I play the most, aside from being my favorite game of this generation, is the touchpad interface. Displayed at all times on the pad is an active map of the area you're in, with moving icons showing you and your squad as well as the enemies nearby. It also has four slots on either side to assign you and your squad's powers, which you just tap to activate at any time. That's kind of cool. No pressing and holding shoulder buttons. Then, when your wife wants to watch house or renovation shows, you press the select button for a second and the game instantly and seamlessly appears on the touchscreen without any hesitation. Then if you want to ever check out your check your location, you just press select again to quickly see the active map again. Oh, and Nintendo Land is still wrapped. Oh, shit. Crit, or Jason, you want to bring it on home?
I don't know.
By the way, the reason we're laughing is because Jason just pasted some fucking crazy-ass picture in the middle of our Google Doc. Finish the email, Jason. Hurry up.
What do you have against furries? Okay. Is it okay this has gone on way too long?
You think?
I'm behind this. Okay. This has gone on way too long. In the end, I will say this. The Wii U is a pretty significant improvement over the Wii, but it will never be my primary console. I will always play AAA multi-platform releases on my 360 or PS3, and the Wii U will always be a Nintendo first-party machine, and hopefully a source to play classic games soon. Also, would be great to see some HD ports of GameCube and Wii games. Resident Evil Zero, Resident Evil Remake HD Collection, please. However, while it may win back some deserters that abandoned Nintendo when they decided that grandma would be their new key demographic, they also have to face the fact that this machine will not appeal to the majority of the zillions of people who currently have Wiis in a box in their attic.
True!
We'll talk about this in a second. Okay. Those people are gone. Grandma and Aunt Margaret don't want a Wii U. That's a given. The question is, will Johnny Hardcore Gamer ever want it either? Later, gentlemen. Jeff with the J.
Thank you, Jeff with the J. Holy crap, long email.
Thank you, better tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeff, for putting boobies in the Google Doc. I appreciate
that. No problem.
That's actually really nice.
Too. Wait, where? I missed those.
Scroll down, dude.
Scroll down.
All right. Okay. Go.
There it is.
We got tatties. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if we talked about this on the show before.
But
Nintendo sells a fuck ton of consoles,
yeah,
right?
They do.
I mean, that's kind of common knowledge. Do you? Hold on.
Pause for a second. Pause for a second.
All right.
Do they sell a fuck ton of consoles? They sold a fuck ton of Wiis. But did they sell a fuck ton of GameCubes? Did they sell a fuck ton of N64s?
No, GameCube sold like balls.
And so did N64.
Okay, all right. So did they sell a fuck ton of Wiis, yes?
Yes? Yes, they sold a fuck ton of Wiis.
Which were aimed at...
Grandma.
Right. Which are in the zillions, actually. Also true. Aunt Margaret.
Aunt Margaret isn't... Yes, that's true.
Hardcore gamers are probably about 10% of Aunt Margaret's.
True.
Okay? There's not zillions of people that have their Wii U's collecting dust. There's that small percentage of hardcore gamers that probably didn't buy it in the first place. Anyway.
True.
But I don't know. There's a whole other market out there, people. You know what? They watch Oprah and they watch Ellen.
I don't think
Oprah or Ellen had this on their show.
No,
yet.
Game they're going to show though? The Wii Sports?
Oprah just did her
Nintendo,
I heard it on the radio the other day. Oprah just did her Things I Love episode or whatever the fuck she does every year, where she talks about the greatest things of Christmas, and she tweeted from her iPad that she loved the Microsoft Surface.
Surface,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they're not in touch with what intelligent people think and know.
I don't think Nintendo Land has any kind of impact like Wii Sports does.
And that's the thing. It's like Wii Sports, that was an impact game.
It's an impact game because you don't have to do anything. You swing your hand around, you know how to bowl, you know how to play tennis, you know how to do this stuff. Like half the shit with Mario or Nintendo Land, it's like you're using the Wii Mode and someone's looking down at the screen, hitting different buttons, and it's like, I think that right there is going to turn them off. Wii sold a lot, but it's got the worst game to console attach rate in the history of
the
console.
Yes, that is true.
And I think it's because all that huge demographic they got to that just got it for Wii Sports, played their Wii Sports, and that's it. They didn't buy anything. And I don't think they're going to grab that market this time because it's already, even though it's so simple, it's already way more complicated than Wii Sports. And
yes.
I don't think they're going for it.
That is true. That is true.
Who knows? And you can still find them. I don't know about there, but they're not sold out here everywhere.
I have not. Okay, so I checked Amazon today just for out of sheer curiosity.
Yeah,
I checked Amazon, and they did not have any in stock. So it's like the ones they showed on their website were the $400 and something ones from.
I didn't realize Amazon. I thought Amazon wasn't selling Wii consoles or Wii hardware anymore.
No, they are. They are.
I thought they had this huge falling out or something.
Oh, you know what? They may have. But I did check Best Buy too, and I don't think they had them either.
Didn't have any either.
So, yeah. I mean, the one time I should check GameStop and see if they have it.
Yeah, you can still find them here. Well, maybe not now, but you definitely could on Monday, Tuesday ish. So,
okay.
Who knows? At least that's here though. That's not there, and that's anecdotal to say the least.
It looks like GameStop has them.
Yeah. So it depends.
They only have the 8 gig one, the one that nobody would buy.
Yeah.
So. But I mean, regardless, they do have it, so.
Cool.
Wow, Nintendo Land is a $60 game. It's like, why would you even bother?
And it's not
bother?
A packet. Yeah.
Why would you even bother?
He did mention something, or who was it? Was it the first person who mentioned about the whole, looking down at the screen, it begs for your attention? Was that
right.
Jeff? I can't remember. That was
half
an hour ago when I started reading his email.
Yeah, pretty much.
I found that, too. I didn't play it, but I watched Tanya play Rayman Legends at a Best Buy close to us, and it looked nice, it looked really fun, but there was all these times where she had to look down at her screen to do something on that screen, then continue on with the screen on top, and I was kind of sitting there I don't see the point of that, because it wasn't like all you're doing is swiping down these levers to open these doors, but to me it just looked like it just stopped the flow of the game. I was sitting there this, I don't see the point.
Yeah.
Why can't you just go
and it's sink? And I mean, in reality, that's true with the 3DS as well, and the DS. It's there are some times when things are happening on the top screen, and you have to all of a sudden look at the bottom screen.
Yeah,
and that can take away from.
But the DS and 3DS, though, it's still within your eye shot.
That's true.
It's not like you're not looking up to looking, like Jason said, looking down at your fucking junk with a screen on it. There we go.
I like to do at my leisure. I don't like being forced to look at my crotch.
Exactly.
It's distracting.
Let's do another email. Let's do
yeah.
Go for it.
I'm all over this. Heard you wanted some Wii U impressions. I've had a chance to play around with mine for a few hours now, and overall I'd say that the system has potential, but it's not there yet.
It's been out for not even a week.
Right. Give it some time. For the system itself, the controller is nice, and the tablet screen is great, and everything works fine. Okay. Controller works everywhere in my apartment. There are two walls between my living room and my bedroom.
Oh, Jason, you're an asshole.
Sorry. And the controller still works. The firmware needs a lot of work. Everything takes forever to load, and some stuff is hard to find. It took me forever to figure out how to accept a friend request. Also, everything needs to be initialized before you can use it. I guess that's Nintendo's way of protecting the kiddies without friend codes. when I was playing New Super Mario Brothers U, it asked me if I wanted to make a Miiverse post about a level I just beat, and I couldn't because I hadn't initialized Miiverse yet. I'll be damned if I know where to do that. It didn't happen the first time I started Miiverse. Anyway, now about the games. So far, I've played NSMBU and some Nintendo Land. I played the Zelda minigame with a tablet, and it's basically an on-rails archery game. It works, and it's a little fun, and it's a fun little distraction. New Super Mario Bros. U, on the other hand, is great. It's just fun. It has that 2D Mario secret sauce that New Super Mario Bros. 2 on the 3DS somehow didn't or doesn't have. Controls are great, level design is fun, it's got Yoshis, and I can play it with the tablet lying in my bed. I tell you about Zombie U, but it still hasn't arrived in the mail yet. Overall, I like it, and I'm hoping Nintendo will have some awesome stuff to show at E3. This is from Alex.
It's from Crayman.
Crayman.
Yeah, this is from Crayman. Just so you guys know.
Yeah. Thank you, dude. Have we touched on the coolness of playing games on your tablet?
I have to admit, that is a really that's one of the really cool features that I like. I think that it's a great idea.
For certain games.
And for certain games. And, you know, I didn't know that Mass Effect did that. I think that is awesome.
I thought only Mario did it.
Yeah, I thought it was just Mario and maybe Nintendo Land, and that was it. But, you know, I figured Nintendo Land actually uses the pad.
Nintendo, yeah, uses it.
They can't do it for that. But, yeah, to know that Mass Effect does it, that's really cool. That is really, really cool. But I think that is probably the biggest draw feature for me for this machine.
It's kind of handy, I got to say.
I'm hearing it's like... what Alex said is what I'm hearing a lot of people say about Mario, is that this is it's Mario, it's another Mario game, it's back to the new Super Mario Brothers formula that a couple weeks ago I was downing, but it's so good and it's so much better than New Super Mario Brothers 2 that a lot of people are enjoying it. So
that's good to hear. I like the fact that you can ride Yoshi. That's awesome.
Yes, there's Yoshi and there's a flying squirrel suit.
Yes.
Which you cannot attack with.
Yeah, I heard that. No. All the reviews say that's the worst suit in the game.
Oh, really?
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever meet my buddy Ira?
In Mario World, you could do the twirl thing and kill things with.
My buddy Ira could stretch his nut out like a flying squirrel. It's amazing. He would just pop his nuts out of his pants and just spread them apart.
Thanks for that, Jason.
It was astounding.
GameForward.com.
That's where you can find me.
All right. Cray, thank you for emailing.
Somebody else needs to read this one because I need to come in and get more beer. Also, it's very cold.
It's also very cold and you need to warm up.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Jeff, why don't you take this one because I've got one that I have to read later.
All right. Guys.
Guys.
Pick up the Wii U Deluxe package on launch day. I want to give you a quick review / impressions. One, hardware. Main unit is heavy but feels real solid. Much more so than the Wii. A gamepad feels great in your hand. It's light, and both adults and kids can use it easily. 2. Wii U OS. This is probably the main sticking point at this time. It's real slow moving from menu to menu. I'll give Nintendo some time on this. The OS will eventually be refined and operate more efficiently.
This is true.
Nintendo Land. This collection of games is fun and easy to pick up. We've already had many 5-player matches on various games. Okay. I like it, and the kids like it. There's a lot to do here. New Super Mario Bros. U. It's great to see Mario in HD. It plays great, looks gorgeous. The first world gave me a nice amount of challenge. World 2 is already becoming a pain in the butt. This is a system seller, as usual. Zombie U. I've only played this for a short time, but so far it's innovative in its use of the gamepad and looks very good. Epic Mickey 2. Looks great. Some wonky and touchy controls as 1. Just Dance 4. My kids have had a great time with it. Wipeout 3. Once again, my kids are... this isn't Wipeout.
This is the
TV
show
Wipeout, yeah. Once again, my kids are having a great time, but I haven't tried it yet. Scribblenauts. I haven't tried it yet, but the videos look real good. Nano Assault Neo. Hey, twin stick shooter. It plays great and is beautiful, and this is it. This is an inexpensive downloadable title that will keep you busy for a long time. Overall, I don't really understand why so many gamers are down on the system. It's good and so far has real good games. The new controls of both the Wii U and the Wii make the system accessible to many. I'm to the point that if I don't care that much anymore for high-end graphics, and I have total abandoned the first-person shooter genre because the online world of many of them are populated by 12-year-old assholes. The Wii U brings Nintendo into the HD age and does it in a dramatic fashion. Sure, it's probably about the power of the current generation of consoles, but that's okay. Although I'll be getting a PS4, or whatever it's called, on day one, I'm not sure what it's going to have to give me above this generation. Nintendo has always been about fun, and I believe that the Wii U is poised to give us that fun factor and good graphical presentation. There's really no reason to avoid this console. This console appears to be for both casual and hardcore gaming. Good graphics, games, Miiverse, gamepad, Nintendo's late adoption of online world. The bad speed of OS, game download speeds. I wish they would put an Ethernet port on this thing. But really, why do we pick up... But did we first pick up games?
What?
Okay, yeah. Not to necessarily see Life Like Blood and Guts, but pickup games are fun. Almost everything I've done with this system so far has brought a smile to my face and a face to my kids. I'm really looking forward to see what Nintendo is going to take, where Nintendo's going to take the experience. And I don't know who that's from because there's no name on it.
Oh. Hold on. I'll tell you who that's from. That was from Wally. We haven't heard from Wally in a while.
Oh, Wally. Shit.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while. Thank you, Wally. Appreciate that.
That dude has a ton of kids.
He does. Well, I don't know if he has a ton of kids, but...
He does.
Doesn't he have, like, two or three kids?
Eight.
What?
At least.
18.
God. I heard eight, and I was like, wait. And then the teen came, and I knew you were full of shit. Okay. The one thing I will say is that he said that the OS will eventually be refined and operate more efficiently.
Hopefully.
That is the big thing right there. It's like, right now, people are downing on the Wii U OS, but you know what? You remember what the PS3 looked like when it first came out? That thing was shit. It was shit. And they made a lot of improvements. They've made a lot of improvements, and then they changed the PSN store, so now it's shit again. But, you know, it works better now, for the most part. You can send messages while you're playing games. That's amazing. I think that the OS is going to get better. This is a situation where, you know, they probably are, they're still refining the software behind the system itself, and you're going to get these updates and these patches that are going to improve it along the way, just like we have with the PS3 and the 360.
For sure.
So.
I agree. Go ahead. No.
I was just going to say that he mentioned that, like, Nintendo puts the fun in the games and the fun factors back, and that's all that kind of stuff. That's actually the main reason I've fallen out of love with Nintendo. It's not the fact that their games aren't fun. It's just literally
You have a different version of fun now.
Well, yeah, it's that, and I really literally think, like, I know people can say this about every franchise, but I really think that they've been putting out the same thing over and over and over again. Like, that's just what I feel. It's just like, that's why I had no intent on getting New Super Mario Bros. 2, because I was like, it looks just like New Super Mario Bros. 1.
Plus, you have Super Mario 3D Land, so why not just play that?
Exactly, I have Mario Bros. 3D Land that I just got for my 3DS, and like, Zelda, what was the last one, Skyward Sword, I was like, well, I just played, like, you know, the Twilight Princess looks the same thing, but with better graphics. And like, it just, like, literally, like, I don't find their games fun anymore for some reason. Maybe I'm just getting older, but...
Yeah,
I think we're gonna
find the games on the Wii U a lot more fun than we did with the Wii, because they're gonna actually use traditional controls rather than some of the waggle bullshit that a lot of.
But now they're gonna put in the screen bullshit.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, if they do it well and it's not like overbearing.
What you just said right there. Cut that and play that a year and a half from now, or a year from now.
That's fine.
It's not overbearing if they do it right. This is the exact same conversation we had when the Wii was getting.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And that's the thing. But at the same time, it's like the things that they've shown so far, it seems like they have an easier... They might have an easier time doing it right with just another screen. They've done it with the DS. It's not like they're new to this, you know?
How many of those DS games will actually make use of the second screen where it actually involves game? Like, none of the Super Mario Brothers games do.
Right, and that's the point. It's like they know that when it doesn't need to use it, don't use it. It's like the big thing is, like, if they're going to use it for, like, Zelda. Well, Zelda is just going to have, like, a map and maybe an inventory screen on there, and that's it. And that's fine with me, as long as it's not taking away from the gameplay. That
brings me to another question why I'm turned off by it. Is that worth buying a new console for? A $300 console just to have an inventory and a map on a secondary screen?
I mean, I don't think that's a reason to have a main reason that you should have a second screen. But if there was a good Zelda game on the Wii U I would very much consider buying it.
Oh, no, I definitely... I'm not... Yeah. I'm just thinking... Just to me, it just looks like another gimmick. It's just like another thing that... It's just something the other consoles won't be able to do or aren't going to try to do. And I bet you Nintendo probably won't even take advantage of this functionality come a year from now.
And that, like my biggest thing is that... My biggest thing is that comment right there is that it's something that the other consoles can't do because both of them can do it.
Well, they can do it in terms of... Some they can't do the streaming of the video.
Like well, that, right. They can't do that. That's true. But yeah. Like pretty much anything that a game on the console can have, you can do that on the PS3 with the Vita or the 360 with the Smart Glass.
Yeah, anything that you're saying that's the whole map on the screen, they could do that. But anything that involves actually the gameplay on the screen, that won't be able to happen. And that's honestly that's why I think that Nintendo or Sony and Microsoft will. Basically, be able to match these games, and third parties are going to make the games for all three of the new platforms because they can do all three of those things. And I think it'll be like the Wii. Nintendo will kind of, outside of the Zelda games, like that's like really the only Nintendo first party games that use the Wii mode. Well, I guess Metroid as well, but that could have been a dual stick shooter. It didn't have to use the Wii mode,
right?
But I don't know. And I just can't get hyped. I mean, this is a new console, and it's the first time ever a Nintendo console was released. And I really have absolutely zero hype for it.
I'm not sure if I talked about this on the show or not. I don't think I did. But I think one of the biggest things that surprises me about the release of this console is how little hype is behind it. Because
there's like not that much.
There's
yeah.
really not. And I don't know who, I don't know if that's Nintendo's fault or not. This past weekend, we went to Toys R Us to do some Christmas shopping. And one of the things that I was thinking about, we went on Saturday, so one of the things I was thinking about is, what time is it right now? It's like 4 o'clock when we got to Toys R Us. At 4 o'clock, when the Wii, like the day before the Wii came out, I was in line waiting for a Wii. And there were like 100 other people in line with me. There was no line. There was zero people. I went in there and I talked to one of the associates and I was like, are you guys doing a midnight release of the Wii U? And he's like, no, I didn't even know it was coming out tomorrow. I'm like, are you serious? You didn't know it was coming out tomorrow?
I really think, because of the Wii, a lot of people were burned by it, and people are taking the wait-and-see approach to the Wii U, whereas with the Wii, they jumped right in.
I don't even necessarily think it's that. I think it's that the Wii was dominated by the marketing, with like getting it on Ellen and Oprah, like we talked about earlier, and I think that it was more of an interest to the casual gamer. That was just looking for something that was easy to do. And
but
the,
you
the
just said
no
that you were
easy.
In line for a Wii.
I was in line for a Wii.
Why are you not in line for a Wii U?
Because it doesn't have the games I want to play right now.
Exactly. I honestly think it's more so because people are taking the wait and see approach.
But
they're
that,
just
but
not interested in it right now.
Jeff, the thing that sold the Wii was Wii Sports.
No. I know that. But what I'm saying
is Nintendo Land doesn't sell.
I know, but you were saying it was because the whole Ellen, it's not pushed out there when those public shows that are going to the casual gamer, but you, Jason, myself, don't have a Wii U.
True.
Last year, you waited in line for a Wii.
True.
I'm not, I can't,
well,
Jason,
I
don't think.
6 years ago.
No,
seven years ago.
I was in the same line.
Yeah, he was in the same line. Him and Lisa both came and hung out with us.
But they didn't buy one, though.
No, we did.
You did?
The peer pressure that night.
Okay,
actually.
Okay.
We
well,
weren't going
one.
To buy one. And did. And anyway.
None of us...
Can we... Step back a second, though. Like, everybody is sold out of the Wii U. Do you think they're just not shipping as many consoles?
But that's
or?
The thing. They're not all sold out.
They're
that's one of the things that we just said. While while you dropped out and came inside to grab another beer, I'm looking at GameStop's website right now. They still have the 8 gigs systems in stock.
Yeah.
They just...
Stores here.
Brett, there was a shipment that just came in, like, today. I mean, everything I'm hearing on Twitter is like, their store is sold out. Their store is sold out. Okay, we had 3 left over, but they were all pre-orders. I still think that they're selling. I don't know if they're selling at... I mean, I don't know if the numbers are there. Like, I don't think...
I know, yeah, the numbers I don't think are there. Because even pictures from, the day the releases were not even close with how long the lines were for the Wii. Not even close.
Yeah.
But...
For hardcore gamers. I don't think they give... 2 shits about hardcore gamers.
No,
anymore.
I don't think they do.
You know
either.
What? We don't have as much money as Aunt Margaret.
True enough.
I think we have the money. We just don't have that. We're just such a small fraction of who buys their stuff.
Maybe they're not bombarding us.
We got 2 more emails. Let's do this second to last one.
Oh, I thought that was the last one.
No, we've got 2 more.
My turn? Yeah?
Yeah. Hello to all of you. Hello to all of you. Yeah, there you go.
Hello to all of you on this lovely Black Eye Friday. I went to Best Buy here near me with friends Wii U. Let's just say I walked in after 10 a.m. and got in the line, and in 10 minutes I got one of the last 32-gig Black systems they had, so my friends were able to get one.
Huh.
They got the Super Mario U game, which to me is lame, period. The Nintendo Land game is a good game filled with mini-games based on Mario Brothers, Zelda, and Metroid, to name a few. Well, guess GameStop was wrong telling me the night before that it would be impossible to get one till March.
Oh my God! Fucking GameStop, Jesus!
Of course, they were lying to you.
Yes.
I will say the games do look better, but having to use too many different controllers that does detour me away. But for a Nintendo fan, it truly is a great console. Talk to you all later, MikePenis08. Thank you.
Does Mike in this
Thank you. Piece. Thank you, Mike. I did not know Mike was interested in getting one.
He didn't get one. Which makes me beg the question, Mike, why the fuck were you in line for your friends? Why didn't you tell them to get their ass up and wait in line if they wanted one? Because he said that he waited in line and got one so his friend can get one.
Went to Best Buy here near me with friends on Wii U. Let's just say walked in. He got one.
But
For his friends,
his friends, yeah.
Black system. They had, so my friends
he didn't
were
get
able
one.
To get one. Oh, okay.
He got one of the last systems so his friends could have one.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
But anyway.
I have to say that, like, when it comes down to it, and you know, this is what I was going to say. There's no way in hell I am not going to get one of these systems. I just don't want one right now. It doesn't have the games.
I really don't see anything that appeals to me.
I would if I were to buy one right now, I would get Super Mario Brothers, and that was it.
Talk to me when Bayonetta 2 comes out.
Yeah, maybe when Bayonetta 2 hits, maybe then I'll start looking at it if they have a lineup of games coming out. But you know, right now it's just that
there's not a ton of third party shit. I mean, there is right now like a lot of third parties signed up, but I'd put money down on like a lot of third party developers leaving.
I would
soon.
Do the same thing.
And it may or may not because Nintendo makes it really fucking hard to develop for their console.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
And if it doesn't do that well, it's not going to be the bankroll that the Wii was.
No, it's well, I can 100% tell you it's not going to be the bankroll that the Wii was.
No. Well, the thing is, that was such like a fucking weird conundrum that happened because they would say it's like the bankroll thing, but no one bought anything on the Wii except for first-party shit. Any third-party stuff, but that wasn't like Dance Revolution and
stuff like
that.
Hey, Boom Blocks, motherfucker.
Boom Blocks, yeah,
dude,
that was great.
Boom Blocks was a cool game.
At all.
I don't want to hear it. Boom Blocks was good.
Didn't sell at all. That's I didn't say good. I said sold.
Yeah.
Boom Blocks sold like balls.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like, no one bought shit on it, and that's just like, that's sad.
But yeah, I'm going to end up getting one of these eventually. It's just a matter of time.
So, yeah, it needs to have that killer app for me. That's not Mario.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. So we do have one more email that I got it got sent to our Gmail address.
Okay.
So I can read this one. This is from Mr. MC Wilson.
Yo!
What's up? And he says, "Dear Indus, I wrote you a while back about the Wii U and the reasons why I intended to get one. In short, I believe that the goal for the next generation console, the next console generation, need to be 1. Reduce the cost of game development. 2. Make it easier and more appealing for gamers to be social. 3. Integrate mobile devices into home console experience. 4. Move away from the traditional retail model. We don't know what Microsoft and Sony have planned for the next generation, though I do have faith that Microsoft is going to do more about the... Though I do have faith that Microsoft is going to do more about point 3 than anyone else. But the Wii U does address one of these 3 points. And after spending a few days with it, I can say that it's almost as good as I had hoped. To address point number 4, which was move away from the traditional retail model, up until a few weeks ago, Amazon was not selling Nintendo hardware, so I pre-ordered the Wii U Deluxe system from GameStop. My heart goes out to the guys in GameStop that are under intense pressure to sell games for this. But I nevertheless applaud Nintendo for making so many of the Wii U launch games available on the eShop for on day one. After returning home, I was setting everything up. I was able to purchase Mario Scribblenauts and Assassin's Creed 3 from the comfort of my couch. That's pretty good. The Wii U Deluxe system has 32 gigs of internal storage, which isn't a lot. You can use an external hard drive if you want, but 32 gigs pales in comparison to the amount of storage offered by the PS3 and the 360. Still, it is a step in the right direction. To address point number two, which was make it easier and more appealing for gamers to be social, Call of Duty gave us 5 million reminders that competitive multiplayer is still very popular, but developers shouldn't focus exclusively on that of multiplayer experience. World of Warcraft and Dark Souls have been big hits with gamers, and that the idea of social environment that extends beyond your immediate friends list, where you can feel as you are never alone, where you can leave a message for anyone and no one in particular, this is what Miiverse provides.
I do like that.
That's a good summarization of how Miiverse works. You know, it's a good way to put it for people that are into that type of game, like Dark Souls, for instance. Miiverse is the killer feature for the Wii U. No matter what game you are playing, you can always tap into Miiverse and see other people saying or drawing about about this or any other game. You can also post screenshots from your games, from the games you're playing. You can turn on the Wii. The home screen is an image of several game icons representing the games that everyone in the Miiverse is playing.
Messaging. How many dicks are in the Miiverse right now?
Probably not many, considering they moderate all that shit. Not enough. Not enough dicks. There's not enough dicks. That's the problem with the Wii U. It's just not enough dicks.
Distinctly cock lacking.
There's the title of the
complete
show.
Lack of complete lack of cock. where was I?
Oats would not like it.
That's right. There's not enough cock to eat.
Back to the class.
Messages and drawings from Miiverse. MC Wilson's going to be so mad that we started talking about cocks and dick on his email.
Oh, yes.
Messaging and drawings from Miiverse will be displayed here every few seconds. My main criticism of Miiverse is that it's a separate app. The icon for it is always right there when you click on the home button. But once you click on the icon, it takes a few seconds for Miiverse to come up. Miiverse needs to be more deeply integrated into this. As I see it, Miiverse is the lifeblood of this system. And to address point number one, which was reduce the cost of game development, for years we have clamored for better and better graphics, but that absolutely has to stop now. The cost of developing a game has risen to such levels that studios will go out of business if they only sell 2 million copies of their first game.
Yep.
38 Studios says hi. That's a dangerous trend, and the longer it is allowed to continue, the more developers will be abandoning consoles in favor of lower-cost platforms like
the
iPad.
That's not just graphics, though.
What's that?
That's not just graphics, though.
Maybe not,
like,
but
the cost of games wasn't like voice, like fucking acting, writers. It's all
presentation stuff, and I think presentation is what is leading to these high cost games. So, to continue, we can reduce the cost of game development in two ways: stop trying to push console hardware limitations, and reduce development time by offering better middleware. Nintendo obviously agrees with this first part. You're not the first to mock them for it, but I'm glad they've stuck with their guns on that point. Better middleware is something that's always been available if you have the money for Unreal Engine. But the Unity engine has risen to prominence in recent years as a low-cost cross-platform option for developers of any size. And Nintendo has been working with the Unity folks to ensure their support of the Wii U in early 2013.
Excellent point.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks for making it all. Wait. I am tripping over myself now. Thanks for making it all the way through this incredibly long email. Best, MC Wilson.
Thanks, MC.
I love you.
That wasn't as long as Jeff with the J, but
I love you for that.
Yeah, I love you for that too. the Unity engine is very popular right now. I'm not sure if how many people are aware of
what's on the Unity engine.
The Unity engine is basically it's not things that are on the Unity engine per se. What's compelling about the Unity engine is how many platforms you can develop for at the same time.
So what's something that runs it?
Shit.
BoomBlocks 3 should use the Unity engine.
I don't know
so
what
you
specific...
can't think of a single game that it's on this thing.
Okay, everything that Cartoon Network makes.
Honestly, okay. I've seen the logo an awful lot. I get a lot of press releases about it. But you're right. I can't think of any offhand.
If no one can think of a
game. But I have
game.
Been drinking, and I am freezing.
I can't.
I swear to God, it is out there.
Yeah, Jeff. What is it? Was it Brad that was here for IndusFest?
Yeah.
So Brad, one of our friends, Brad, was here for IndusFest, and he was talking about the fact that they were hiring developers, and I was like, I'm interested in if you guys are doing game development, I'm very interested in that. And he goes, do you have any experience on the Unity engine?
Oh, I think what's it called? I want to say, fuck, that PS3 game.
It's very possible. The Unity engine.
You know what,
that
logo looks really familiar.
Yeah,
but
you can pretty
like
much.
But I can't think of a
developer
single game.
Everything. You know, iOS, Android, PSN, XBLA, I believe.
Okay, so it's a low tier engine. It's
It's basically it's an SDK that will allow you to program for all platforms at once, and then
I'm looking at the games right now, and all the games on here listed are pretty much iOS games.
Right. Right.
Pretty much all of them are.
Yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones Seven Kingdoms was on it.
Yeah, suck it.
That was the best game ever. But, all right, so thoughts on the Wii U from you guys. Jason, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say because, you're working in the industry and, you have more exposure to it. And, I'm interested to hear what you say.
I want to reiterate that I think we might lose a lot of third-party platform support just because... Oh, shit, no. All right. How do I phrase this without getting fired? How about that?
Well, they are
hard to
work with. Everyone knows that.
We're going to lose a lot of hardcore third-party ports, I think, in the coming months, which is kind of... I don't know if it's going to hurt Wii U sales because, you know what? They weren't really targeting hardcore gamers to begin with.
Yeah.
Not only that, the third-party like ports that we're seeing are not very good.
That's the thing, though. It's like I feel like the Wii U is geared more towards the hard... is significantly more towards the hardcore than the Wii was.
Is it still anywhere near the level of a PS3 or a 360?
Oh, God, no.
It steps in the right direction. It's still not anywhere near.
I mean, I don't. I think that they're moving in the right direction.
That still says shit.
I know, still, but yeah. They are moving in the right direction.
They haven't done a 180. That's for sure.
That's great. But I'm gonna mirror Chris's statements that the games are just not there.
Yeah.
Also gonna mirror what Jeff said in that the first party Nintendo games. They're very well done. You know what? They're kind of fun, but they are not system sellers to me. And it's going to be a while before I see anything that's going to make me go out.
I might buy this system for a good Zelda game. I'm going to be honest.
I did that for the Wii. And I played through Twilight Princess, and you know what? That was kind of it. And then there my fucking Wii sat on the shelf for months and months. But I don't know.
Until BoomBlocks came out.
Yeah, well, BoomBlocks. Motherfucking BoomBlocks. That was
That's
an amazing
the only
weekend.
Game I still have for the Wii.
Hey, the best Wii game is still Muramasa. Sticking to that.
And that's coming to the Vita, son.
It is coming to the Vita. That's pretty awesome.
It's another system.
Okay. Whatever. I'm still very much in a holding pattern with the Wii U, And I've seen the best that it has to offer, and it was fun for 15 minutes. And that's kind of where I stand right now. Until they can give me a more core gamer experience.
One of the things that's really killing me is that Nintendo can't figure out that a unified online experience is a good thing. You know, it's like you still have...
They don't want people talking to strangers, Chris.
Well, no, it's not even that, Jeff. It's like if you want to... Let's say you want to buy something on the virtual console, right? And you're on your Wii U. Well, they don't have the virtual console games. They don't have all the virtual console games on the Wii U's eShop.
No, it's a totally
So you have to load up the Wii menu. Then you have to load up the Wii Shop. And then you have to buy something with Wii points on the Wii Shop. That and those Wii points.
Yeah, the points aren't.
You can't
aren't
use those Wii points in the eShop. You have to use them in the Wii Shop. So it's like all of this stuff. It's like where's my money? What bucket is my money in? I don't understand. It's like they need to just grab this data, convert it, stick it on the system, make a unified platform, and get it all out of the way. I mean, I understand that it's more complicated than that. I've gone through it. We just did something like that at work, but it's all packets. That's right. But it's
ones and zeros.
You guys get that? I guess.
That's funny. Scott is laughing his ass off right now.
I know it's not a trivial process to convert the mass amounts of data that you would have for users from one system to another, but it is a necessary step. They need to do it. It is something that needs to happen.
Agreed.
All right.
As soon as I can fucking watch like spankwire.com in the bathroom.
That would be awesome. Sure. So I can add that on there. Yeah.
When I can load tubeate.com.
I'll be lining up.
Tube8.com.
When I can load tubeate.com on my Wii pad, my Wii gamepad, I'll be getting
it. Make it happen, Ninty. I'm ready.
Cool. Oh, shit. All right, so I think we're all on the same boat. We all kind of like the idea. It's just a matter of what games are coming out.
It just comes down to the games. There's literally nothing. Like, I saw it in stores, and I was looking at all the games. I'm like, if I were to buy this right now, what games would I buy? And I looked at it, and I was like, not a single one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's for us, though. I mean, if the Wii U is your main fucking console, you know what? You have a lot of good options.
If you only had a Wii and you didn't get, like, a 360 or a PS3, you could walk into the store and get a Wii U and have, like, 18 games to buy.
Yeah,
so.
And they're all good. Like, you can buy Batman, Assassin's Creed, fucking Dark... Like, all these games are great fucking games. Like, if you look at it, like, from a... I've never owned a console in the history of, like, the last generation. Yeah. This is one of the best launches ever. Yeah. But,
and so, I may shit on some of the third-party ports. The frame rate, whatever, doesn't hold up. But if that's your only experience with a fucking game...
Yeah,
there are a lot of good titles on the Wii U.
Yeah,
I agree.
They're not bad.
The one thing I thought was entertaining is, so you guys are going to laugh at this guy regardless, but I have a buddy that he's into Call of Duty, so he bought Call of Duty Black Ops. He bought it for 360. And then he also bought Declassified.
He also bought Declassified for
the Vita, right?
That poor bastard.
Hear me out.
Okay.
So we're getting reports in about the Call of Duty on the Wii U only having like 400, 500 people online at any one given time. And he says, I just loaded up Declassified and there's 50,000 users.
I don't believe there's 50,000, though.
I don't know if there's 50,000, but I think it's entertaining that there's only like 500 users playing Call of Duty on the Wii U.
That's because it's not for the hardcore.
That's right.
People who want Call of Duty, they ain't gonna play it on the Wii U. Let's be honest.
Well, that's the thing. It's like if you play a Call of Duty, you already have a 360. That's
or
what
PS3.
Sounds,
yeah, you
yeah,
have one
you
of
already
the
have one of those. So I mean, it's not like you know those 500 people. Those 500 people are just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get a Wii U. It's my only console, and now I'm gonna get Call of Duty. And there only happens to be 500 people that do that. So
you guys ever watch From Dusk Till Dawn?
No.
Yes, I have. I just watched it recently, actually.
You know that dude Cheech Marin?
Yep.
You know when they're right about to watch into the walk into the titty twister? Cheech Marin's is outside. We got wet pussies. We got stinky pussy. We got apple pie pussy. If you find cheaper pussy, fuck it. Yeah. It's kind of like the Wii U. They offer a shit ton of stuff. It might not be great, but there's a lot of pussy there.
There is a lot of pussy there. It might not look good, might not smell good, but it's still going to get the job
done. But we got the pussy.
It might not smell good. Oh, my God.
Wow. Right.
Wrapped up here in this thing.
I'm good. Do you guys have anything else?
No.
Or should we move on?
I'm going to wipe my runny nose.
Yeah, let's move right on. Jake's like idea. Freezing his balls.
Yeah, we need to finish the show up.
I was going to say let's go to Innis Questions, but you know what? Let's save the Innis Questions till next week.
I think we should do that.
Get in their fuck, marry, kill things. We got quite a few. I think we have around 10 right now. We're going to read all of them. Send that to Innis Questions for those who might be just tuning in now, didn't hear last week's episode. Basically, any trio of people,
massive amount
video
of
games, things, way to go, Chris.
Sorry.
Basically, somebody you would fuck, you'd marry, you'd kill. You just throw it like, hey, Jason, Jeff, or Chris, which one would you fuck, which one would marry, which one would you kill? But obviously, put it into like any kind of video game characters or anything you want to. There you go. We'll do that next week for sure.
Yes, we will.
Because it is already midnight here, and I know Chris has babies to go take care of.
I do.
Babies to go eat.
I have babies to eat. I have a new releases voicemail to play, which you guys also got a preview of. Unless I decide to delete that part of the audio so you can't hear it.
Far Cry 3.
Either way, play it now.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so after the massive amount of releases last week, this week is fairly quiet.
Far Cry 3.
PS3 and Vita, so I'm assuming this is probably one of those buy one, get both kind of deals, is getting a Ratchet & Clank Full Frontal Assault. So it's another Ratchet & Clank. So yay, I suppose, if you like them. Also on the PS3 and possibly 360, I think I've seen some box art for it, but it doesn't seem to be listed there, is Under Defeat HD, which is a port of it's a G-Rev shmup from the Dreamcast era. So it's meant to be pretty good, so probably worth checking out if you like shmups. On the download side of things, it looks like Karateka is coming
Karateka!
To PS3 and I think PC as well. The 3DS is getting kind of an interesting downloadable title called Aero Porter. Now, this is part of the Gildo 1 collection that was sold in Japan. This one's made by Yuji Saito, who made the classic games such as Sim Tower and Seaman. So it looks pretty interesting. Seems to be some sort of a puzzle game management thing. I don't know. Could be worth looking at anyway. Also on the download side of things, we've got the Sega AM2 collection. Well, actually, I think it's three separate games. You can buy them individually. They're basically AM2 fighters. So there's Virtua Fighter 2, Fighting Vipers, so yay, some 3D...
Yes!
Oh, that's cool.
Woo-hoo.
Fighting Vipers.
And finally, probably the most interesting one on the list is
Sonic
Fighters.
The Fighters! Oh, yeah.
Quality ready. Right there. And finally, for the PC, there's an interesting re-release. It's Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition. And this includes the Tales of the Sword Coast expansion pack, plus some extra new content. I think it's all been up-resed and all fancified, so it should be pretty damn good. I think it's also coming to iOS as well, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, if you like classic RPGs, that's definitely one of the better ones. So yeah, that'll do it for this week.
That is literally it.
Who's the one playing what's it called in the background?
What?
Red and Wine.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, wait a second, that's just the bar.
It's just the bar. So, that is pretty much your new release list. So, pick of the week.
Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 3 is not out next week.
Save up for Far Cry 3.
Is it that good? Reviews are out, and they're kind of like, it sounds cool.
Really I'm going to go with Ratchet & Clank Full Frontal Assault, because you can cross-buy that, and it's like $20. So, there you go.
Okay.
Sure. Far Cry 3.
Save up for Far Cry 3. Right.
Isn't what's it called? Tomorrow Walking Dead Episode 5? Or is that already out
I
now?
Think it's already
it
out.
This week, yeah. Well, last week when they listen.
All right,
we'll fucking buy that game.
This past week. All right, let's do emails so we can hurry up and get out of here.
You have to read them. I can't see straight.
Okay.
I scrolled my eyelashes.
There's one email. And it's from...
Got it.
You want to do it? Okay, go for
Let's
it.
Let's do it. All right, guys. Hello to you all again, and hope that you your Thanksgiving day was good.
It was.
I myself was sleeping due to not feeling well and burnt out from 5 days of work in two... 5 days of work in 2 days?
Wow, that's a lot of hours
okay.
to work, dude.
Oh, that's pretty
so
funny.
So 40 hours in 2 days?
Yeah.
Did you work 40 hours?
Yeah,
did you work 20 hours a day?
Sure.
That's crazy.
No. So where are you all crazy to go shopping? So where are you all crazy to go shopping?
Online.
No matter how I say that, I can't make sense of it. So
I think what he's getting across
is all going
so
to go,
were you all crazy enough to go shopping?
Go shopping.
I'm
going to
throw in
sense.
The enough in there.
Yes. Not me. I played Need for Speed Most Wanted on PS3 and went Amazon shopping. There you go. So for $85, I picked up Dead or Alive 5, Little Big Planet Karting for PS3.
Yeah.
Along with Blu-ray movies, Iron Man 2, Captain America, and Thor combo. That included the Blu-ray, DVD, and digital copies. So what did you guys get? Jeff, I know you were working up there. I saw Forza Horizon online for $25 new. Well, I'll talk to you all. So talk later to you all. Mike VSN. Oh, wait, never mind. That's another email.
That's another email. Good job, Jeff. Jason, I guess this is for us, really. Did you do anything? Did you buy anything for Black Friday?
I wanted a lot of shit. Like, Steam, like, suddenly came out with the autumn sale. There's a few things on there that I really wanted to pick up, but I didn't because I don't have any money because I'm poor. I would not brave the retail
space. No way.
Black Friday.
I would rather pay extra for stuff than have to deal with those people. Because you know what? I'll tell you what, Jeff, I don't know how it is on, like, Boxing Day, I think it is, you guys have
it's
up there.
It's not that bad. It's
yeah.
Like close.
I'll tell you what, man. You come here on Black Friday, fucking humanity goes out the fucking window,
I ain't going
window,
there
man.
On Black Friday. Are you
it
kidding
is not
me?
Worth
I'd
it.
Go to fucking
you know what? Let's just say this. If you go to Walmart on Black Friday before the doors open, you're probably going
to
die.
Well
that's how
I'm
it works
well
out.
Aware, dude. I'll get punched in the face by an overweight fucking woman trying to grab a Tickle Me Elmo or something for her kid. And she'll also kill a grandma on her way to get to me.
Exactly. All right, so for Black Friday, I did all my Black Friday stuff online. I ended up getting, I got Dead Island Game of the Year Edition for $8. I got Assassin's Creed Revelations for $8. I got a copy of Borderlands 2 as a gift for $35. I got a copy of the Killzone Trilogy with a controller for $40.
And that's a really good deal.
That is a really good deal. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's it. Pretty sure that's it. I might have gotten something else, but I can't remember if I did or not.
Oh, I bought some grippy grip things for my PS Vita that I don't
for the
own
PS
yet.
Vita
that
you
don't
you
own.
Know, right.
Yeah. So I did buy something on Black Friday.
That's right.
Cool.
But yeah, that's it for me, so...
All right.
Cool.
That's the emails.
Thank
then.
You, Mike. That is all your emails. So we would normally do a question of the week right now, but we're not going to do a question of the week next week. We're going to try and have all four of us on the show again. We're going to see if Glenn can join us. And we're going to do the murder fuck, marry list that you guys have been doing on Indus Questions. So
my
apparently
class,
we've got about a dozen of them so far. So if you guys want to do the what was it? Kill. It's actually like... kill, fuck, marry, or something like that, or whatever.
Give us three video game chicks. We'll categorize them.
There you go. You should see the ones that MC Wilson sent. It's going to be difficult. But so that's it. If you want to send those, you can send them to @IndusQuestions. If you want to email us, you can do that at email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
Yo, that motherfucker's Leet in there. He's playing
well,
Leet
not so quite. No, not. No, not.
No. So not for nothing.
This is quality podcast.
Don't get used to that one, people. I'm not.
You can follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can send us Indus Questions at Indus Questions. And you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
It's G-E-O-F-F.
Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google+. You can search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us. And if you're on the internet, which you must be, even because you're on
the internet.
I'm not sure.
I get all my podcasts and multi.
Are you on that internet?
You can purchase our CD at Local Tower Records.
Check
if,
your local.
If you're
Sam
interested,
Goody.
We can send you a hard copy of episode 0.
Yeah, that actually
just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope too.
So box
8 to 16 weeks delivery.
Come over to Retroids and join the community and hang out with us over there. And that is about it. So you guys have anything else for a wrap up and get out of here?
So cold.
Jason is cold. So we're going to call it done. Oh, my God. I saw a big fat woman just jump on a little guy. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That happens daily in that.
Yeah. No, it's on Comedy Central. There's this like skinny guy.
I need her for warm this right now.
This big sumo wrestler woman just like jumped on top of him. It was crazy.
Save me a space under her.
it looks like it's warm.
Hey, why put up there? Come plug in.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, why the fuck not? Please leave us a review.
Somewhere in there.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
Jeff.
This has been a train wreck. Play your games.
Super size, my friends.
Talk to you next week.
Later.
You know what? Fuck Bobby Blackwolf for coming out here to show me how warm it really was. Stand out here for fucking 40 minutes.
If I can find a way.
If I can turn back time.
Do, 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 do.
If I can find a way.
Do, 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 do. I married Sonny Bono and he died. When he hit a tree.
Then he took me
high. I don't give a fuck. I'm outside in public fucking singing creepy songs.
Hey, Jason, I just want you to know the backup is still going, buddy. You've got some good material for the end of the show if you want.
Fantastic.